The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Friday. What's the date today, Mikey? Yes, it's 11-11-16. How long did it take people yesterday to realize it was a rerun? About 30 minutes? Okay. Folks, I was sitting behind a microphone yesterday, 10 minutes before airtime, and I just could not go on. I mean, I just absolutely rung out. I wouldn't have been much fun. I don't know. Maybe it's the post-selection blues. I don't know what it was. Well, I do know what it was, but I don't want to talk about it on the air, but it was personal nature of something that is bygone. And hey, today is a new day. Just one thing I'll say about that, what you have no idea what I'm talking about. This goes out to my friend in Florida. The unexamined life is not worth living. I'll just leave it at that. Open phone Friday today. And I just heard what Mike said in his final segment, and I think he's right, Mr. Rivero. I think you're going to see this We Want Hillary in there clap, trap, stop real soon. You know, has Arizona turned in their votes yet? Or Michigan? And this is what I don't understand about Michigan. Big union state. Yeah, how's that been working out for you? Pay your union dues to the UAW and they sell you down the river. What the hell? Come on, man. Come on. You guys have got to be smarter than that, right? Well, maybe not. There seems to be a lot of gray matter that has atrophied in this country in the last, it's really been on a tear, almost resembling Alzheimer's, in the last 20 years in this country. Watching these protesters, and you know what? It's got to be said, and you knew it was coming. First Amendment, everybody has the right to demonstrate. Without that, what useless other thing would we do in mass numbers? Oh, watch football. I know. But what really gets me are these poor, defenseless, little libtards, the young generation that really don't know who they are, what sex they are, what planet they're living on. You want to talk about unexamined lives? Holy mackerel, are these people in trouble. They're even getting together in little circles and crying together now. It's like, what? Yeah. You've got to get in a little group to dialogue to consensus, and you got to get in a little group to cry together. And you can't do anything without somebody else of your limited mentality, because you wouldn't know what to do. You have no self-worth, no identity, no individual personality or drive. You've got nothing. And you're going to be returned to a world that is very unforgiving of the person that doesn't stand up for themselves. Yeah. You're going into the meat grinder, Toots. That's where you're headed. And it's, am I feeling bad for them? Am I laughing up my sleeve at them? I don't know what to think, folks. I don't know what I think about this. A human being is a terrible thing to waste. Thank you, NAACP. A human being is a terrible, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. I'm in full agreement. And we've got some neo-maxi-zoomed weeby wastoids out there that are beyond redemption. Get out the 55-gallon drums of Massengale Mind Douche because we're going to need a lot of it. Remember me saying that this was a tipping point in this country? It had to happen now. If it didn't, next generation, we're gone. Might as well fold up shop. Might as well put the for sale sign on, going out of business. Independently run schools by the states choosing their own curriculum. Let's see how fast that we can move the little communist and little socialist out of the way without government protection. Oops. I think they're in for a rough ride. Political correctness in this country, folks, remember me telling you, warning you, a year and a half ago, maybe even longer, you people are being too politically correct. And up to and including, people wouldn't even tell other people they were voting for Trump because they didn't want bad things said about them. Who cares? You know, there's an old saying that, you know, you can judge the individual by what enemies he has, how great are his enemies. Well, who were people being quiet about? The people that don't have brain cells at synapse that can't think for themselves, that can't think unless they're in a group, that collectively they come up with how they think and what they think. Generation lost. I don't know how to even start to grok this, you know? I feel like a stranger in a strange land here. I don't even know how to get my mind wrapped around this. But I did know one thing. It was a tipping point in this country. That's for sure. By the way, not to beat this to death, and I don't think I have. Some folks have. Not running nothing but political stories. But the most badass Donald Trump moments. Can't Stump the Trump compilation. It's called on YouTube. And folks, I have to play it. I'm compelled. I have to play it. Some of the best lines in any presidential debate or any debate that I have ever heard. Starts out with Hillary. Piano. Is it disrespectful to call her a piano leg lesbian, Mike? No? Okay. Here we go. You got it?
You know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Yeah, because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
I'm hearing nothing in my ears.
I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it. And I hate to say it.
My mic is
but if I win,
there you go.
I am going to instruct my Attorney General.
Let me back this up. God, you trying to make me look bad today? That's me. No, I'll go home and I'll let you sit there with 2 hours and you're not allowed to play anything. You have to entertain them yourself. Now, can we you got the pot up now, okay?
You know, right. It is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Yeah, because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
Booyah!
I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it, and I hate to say it, but if I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general, to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it. And we're going to have a special prosecutor. When I speak, I go out and speak, the people of this country are furious. In my opinion, the people that have been long-term workers at the FBI are furious. There has never been anything like this, where emails and you get a subpoena. You get a subpoena, and after getting the subpoena, you delete 33,000 emails. And then you acid wash them, or bleach them, as you would say, a very expensive process. So we're going to get a special prosecutor, and we're going to look into it, because you know what? People have been... their lives have been destroyed for doing one-fifth of what you've done. And it's a disgrace. And honestly, you ought to be ashamed of
yourself. Secretary Clinton, you've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account...
only Rosie O'Donnell.
No, it wasn't.
Megyn Kelly's contract with Fox is up this July. She may not be returning.
Thank you.
For the record, it was well beyond Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes, I'm sure it was.
Your Twitter account has several disparaging comments about women's looks. You once told a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice it would be a pretty picture to see her on her knees. Does that sound to you like the temperament of a man we should elect as president? And how will you answer the charge from Hillary Clinton, who is likely to be the Democratic nominee, that you are part of the war on women?
I think the big problem this country has is being politically correct. I've been challenged by so many people, and I don't frankly have time for total political correctness. And to be honest with you, this country doesn't have time either. This country is in big trouble. We don't win anymore. We lose to China. We lose to Mexico, both in trade and at the border. We lose to everybody. And frankly, what I say, and oftentimes it's fun, it's kidding, we have a good time, what I say is what I say. And honestly, Megan, if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I've been very nice to you, although I could probably maybe not be based on the way you have treated me, but I wouldn't do that. But you know what? We need strength, we need energy, we need quickness, and we need brain in this country to turn it around. That I can tell you right now. I'm beating you. So
now, this is... and let me not take the opportunity, and I won't take the opportunity, to remind you of some talk show host down here in Central Texas that read out of the gate, it's Creepy Ted Cruz, he's the guy. Well, he was just another insider, and he had a good rap. He had the sense that there was a body politic out there that he wanted to attach himself to, but you can't really do it when you're an insincere little asshat, right? Lying Ted?
You know, you shouldn't misrepresent how well you're doing with the polls. You don't have to say that. In fact, I was all for you until you started doing that, because that's a misrepresentation. Number one. Number two, this isn't me saying it. I don't care. I think I'm going to win fair and square. I don't have to win this way. Thank you. Lawrence Tribe and numerous from Harvard, of Harvard, said that there is a serious question as to whether or not Ted can do this, okay? There are other attorneys that feel, and very, very fine constitutional attorneys, that feel that because he was not born on the land, he cannot...
No, let me just, you know, he wants to be a tough guy. A lot of times, you'll have and it doesn't work very well with...
How tough is it to take property from an elderly woman?
Let me talk quiet.
How tough is it?
Jeb Bush here. Mr. Excitement.
That's all of his donors and special interests.
Well, I'm very glad that Ted mentioned Arizona, because probably the toughest man on borders is Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And 2 days ago, he totally endorsed me. So, thank you.
The single biggest liar. You probably are worse than Jeb Bush. You are the single...
still going after Cruz here.
All right.
This guy lied. Let me just tell you. This guy lied about Ben Carson when he took votes away from Ben Carson in Iowa. And he just continues.
And today we had robocalls saying Donald Trump is not going to run in South Carolina, where I'm leading by a lot. I'm not going to run. Vote for Ted Cruz. This is the same thing he did to Ben Carson. This guy will say anything.
Yes, nasty guy. And I've been there, and I've been there very strongly. I do have to say something, and this is interesting, and it's not anybody's fault. It's not Ted's fault. Justice Roberts was strongly recommended and pushed by Ted. Justice Roberts gave us Obamacare. Might as well be called Roberts Care. Two times of the Supreme Court, Justice Roberts approved something that he should have never raised his hand to approve. And we ended up with Obamacare. That is a rough thing, and I know Ted feels badly about it, and I think he probably still respects the judge, but that judge has been a disaster in terms of everything we stand for, because there is no way, no way that he should have approved Obamacare. Now, with that being said, these are the things that happen. But Ted very, very strongly pushed Judge Roberts, and Justice Roberts gave us something that we don't.
About language, my language. 2 days ago, he said he would take his pants off and moon everybody, and that's fine. Nobody reports that. He gets up and says that, and then he tells me, oh, my language was a little bit rough.
Okay.
My language.
Okay.
What this man did to Dr. Ben Carson, who I respect, in Iowa, where he said that Ben Carson is out of the race, he has left Iowa, and he's out of the race, and I thought it was disgraceful.
And Lion
got
Ted.
A lot of votes because of that. A lot of votes took him away from Ben Carson. I watched that. Probably took him away from me, too. But I watched it. I also watched where he did a form that looked like it came right out of a government agency, and it said on top, voter violation. And then it graded you, and it scared the hell out of people. And it said the only way you clear up the violation, essentially, is to go and vote for Ted Cruz. I watched that fraudulent document, and I said it's the worst thing I've ever seen in politics. To me, that was even worse than what he
women
did.
Women, you
him.
Don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account.
Only Rosie
several-
O'Donnell.
Deb is so wrong. You got to fight ISIS first. You fight ISIS first. Right now you have Russia, you have Iran, you have them with Assad, and you have them with Syria. You have to knock out ISIS. They're chopping off heads. These are animals. You have to knock them out. You have to knock them off strong. You decide what to do after. You can't fight two wars at one time. If you listen to him and you listen to some of the folks that I've been listening to, that's why we've been in the Middle East for 15 years.
He's talking
years,
to Jeb
and
Bush.
We haven't won anything.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, 53,000 Hispanics turn 18 years of age in
yeah.
the country every month. Sure. Born in the United States of
right.
voting age, 54 million plus Hispanics.
Right.
Many,
I agree.
Feel that what you said, when you said that the people across the border are rapists and murderers.
No, no, no. We're talking about illegal immigration, and everybody understands it. And you know what? That's a typical case. Wait. That's a typical case of the press with misinterpretation. They take a half a sentence. They take a half a sentence. By the way, they take a half a sentence, then they take a quarter of a sentence, they put it all together. It's a typical thing. And you're with Telemundo, and Telemundo should be ashamed. And I'll tell you something, what's really going to be fun? I'm right now suing Univision for $500 million, and I want to tell you.
She can't make it 15 feet to her car. Give me a break.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
Give me a break.
Just a little look back on recent history past, folks. And it's... if for nothing else... Now, we were feeling the angst because we know the shape of our country and what shape we're in. We know. And it was really hard to look at any of this stuff and laugh at any of it. You know, we were watching Donald Trump very closely. We know we didn't want Hillary. We didn't want the Donald to screw up. And even when he did, it didn't matter. 800-313-9443. Open phone Friday.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, oh man, I'm just coming out of the fog of this week. I have not yet recovered. We got hit by daylight savings time on Saturday, and then we got hit with the surprise election of maybe our country's history. And I just haven't recovered yet. I need to decompress or get in an oxygen chamber or something. By the way, somebody left me a six-pack of beer on my doorstep this morning. Now, I wonder if that was one of my neighbors and that was a prize for Donald Trump winning, or is that their way of saying, oh, I voted for Hillary, but, you know, I don't know. I just don't know. At any rate, thanks for the beer. It'll take me 6 months to drink, but hey. Matt in Missouri, you're first up. Hello, Matt.
Hey, John, I think we're all recuperating a little bit. I didn't have much for you today, but I saw a bumper sticker on Election Day that I absolutely had to call and tell you about. Now, give me a second to get into my best Sam Elliott voice I needed for this one.
All right.
It said, Trump 2016, F your feelings. I thought that was perfect. I wish all those little social justice warriors could see that bumper sticker.
Well, and you know, and the funny thing, Matt, is all the values that we're being told that are going to be are going to be destroyed because Hillary Clinton's not going to be in the White House. You know, it takes a village idiot. It takes communist. The Constitution, the law, righteous, good things, they get in the way, but somehow they're crying that their values are not going to be met.
Oh, I got to ask, when it comes to their values, where is all of their tolerance? Where is all their compassion and understanding?
Oh, well, for the people that have been pushing love and Trump equals hate, the only thing that I'm seeing right now, Matt, is just a bunch of sore losers, haters, anarchists, criminals. They're out in the streets smashing and burning stuff. That's all I'm seeing. And if this is their base, can you tell me when I can stop laughing at them? Or is that too hateful to laugh too long?
Absolutely not. Keep laughing. Maybe they'll go into their safe space and we'll get a break for a minute. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my.
I work with a bunch of diehard Democrats, and this has been the best opportunity I've had, watching them be down-faced and crying about the Republicans taking over and this, that, and the other thing, and me having the opportunity to stand up and tell them, look, guys, it's not about Republican, Democrat.
Nope.
This is globalism versus nationalism. Globalization, performed by both parties, has destroyed this country, and people are pissed. They want it back. And I'm hoping that message is getting through to them.
Well, and I'm sorry, I misidentified you, Matt. I said you were from Montana. You're from Missouri?
Yes, sir.
Okay, when you said, it snapped my head around when you said, I work with a bunch of Democrats, and I'm thinking to myself, the only thing that is Democrat in the state of Montana, I think, is the sheep.
Yeah, probably. They tried to unionize to get away from the sheep herders.
Matt, thanks so much. You have a good weekend, and let's see if we can't get back to some sort of normalcy, because I'm still feeling out of it.
You and me both, brother. Hang in there.
All right, thanks, Matt. I appreciate your call. Oh, geez, look, I'm looking at a freeze frame here on YouTube of Donald Trump and his wife coming down that escalator that was somehow on The Simpsons. How the hell did that happen? And the new conspiracy theory in town is, folks, Donald Trump is the real plant. What? Kevin Barrett. Mike, do me a favor, open up your mic, Mike. Mike. What's the latest here with Kevin slid off the planet Barrett? What did he say here? You were telling me?
He says, yes, the election was stolen, so who sent Trump?
Meyer Lansky.
can we just get him to talk about 9/11 again?
I think he ties that in.
Okay.
Yeah, 11-9 is the new 9/11. He posted that picture.
Is this what happens to you when you go over to Veterans Today? You lose your mind? Or what's left of it?
Apparently.
Oh, boy. I think things are going to be changing in alternative media, folks, real quick. The porn purveyors out there, the porn fear people, are going to be less and less effective, I think.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
All loans subject to lender approval must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital, and when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $5 billion in loans, and having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialists and find out how much you qualify for now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-293-5565. That's 800-293-5565. 800-293-5565.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I always wanted to be a drummer. They wouldn't even let me do Little Drummer Boy at Christmas. Says, you ain't got no rhythm. And you can't sing because your voice sucks. That's when I found out there was no Santa Claus. A listener called in. Hillary gave a lot of money to Hollywood. Can we get that back for Haiti? Well, you're going to have to ask the people that own and run Hollywood, the Arabs. Oh, you are known by your words and your deeds. Dave in Nevada. Hello, Dave. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, John?
I'm so glad you're going to be losing Harry Reid in January.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Well, you're talking about these Trump conspiracy theories. I've seen that Simpsons one. Here's one that I've... This one's a doozer. Because Donald Trump was at a fundraising dinner with a bunch of Catholics, including Archbishop Dolan and Henry Kissinger. Guess what? Donald Trump is part of the Jesuit conspiracy now. I'm really tired of this whole Jesuit stuff. It doesn't work.
Dave, I was talking to a good friend today, Carol, and I said, you know, I said, take a look at supposedly the alternative media and people that people have trusted, and they come out and talk about Sharia law and this, that, and the other, and Muslim this and Muslim that. And I said, guess who is sitting behind the curtain just laughing their butts off?
Yeah, of course.
You know, let's get the Islamic believing people, let's get them killing Christians and Christians killing them. And we're fighting their wars, their proxy, by proxy, their wars, their seven countries they wanted to see eliminated in the Middle East. And they are sitting there just rolling in laughter. And here we are. Yeah, Jesuits. The closest that that comes is they both wear yarmulkes. That's about it. You know?
I'm just not buying it anymore. Yeah, well, I've had it with it.
Well, and I have as well. And this started to really worry me, Dave, when I found people being politically correct and didn't want to go against the grain. And when it comes to the real harsh truths of this world, if you're not going to cover the intermediary stuff that's a little tough, how are you going to really handle the hard stuff? The stuff that needs to be corrected in order to do away with the problems that we have.
Yeah, exactly. And another thing I want to address is that I really didn't fathom how far this country has gone until I saw all these people crying and having fits, people literally in fetal positions.
Yes.
It was scary.
Well,
I didn't realize how far gone this country is gone. You don't realize it until it's the that wound is open.
Well, and take a look at the age group. They're the 25 and unders, and yeah, this is the next generation set to take over. And, you know, we used to laugh and joke about in the 60s, the hippies taking over. They became the parents, and they had children, and somehow we survived that. But this is why I kept saying that this is the tipping point. I was scared for the future of this country, not because of an election, because of the point in time in history in our country, 240 years into this. If it would have gone another generation, it would have been lost. And the only way at that point in time, then you start have to talk about cleaning house in a violent way rather than doing this politically or through education, which I am a firm advocate of, even though that I helped start the militias back in the 90s. I realized that that was the wrong way.
Right.
So here we are. It's going to be an interesting. I can tell you this. I feel better, and so does Wall Street. Evidently, things were looking bad Tuesday night, and the markets in Europe were down. And well, you took a look at our markets. The Dow futures here in this country was down 800, almost 900 points. And then somebody figured out that, wait a minute, this is the first time that we've got a business guy from New York in the Oval Office. It may not be as bad as we think it might be.
Yeah, it's not going to be as bad. And I'm not going to speculate anymore, because I speculated on Donald Trump losing, and I lost on that speculation. He won. And people are speculating about his cabinet choices. They're speculating about, he's going to actually go soft once he becomes president. Well, you're speculating. Because most people didn't, I honestly think most people were not betting on Donald Trump winning any one.
Well, and you're starting to see.
Go figure.
You're starting to see stories planted, like in the New York Times, that Diamond from J.P. Morgan is going
to
be Jamie Dimon. Yeah, Jamie Dimon is going to be the Secretary of Treasury. Really? I don't. There's a lot of salted and seeded stories out there. There's 4,000 jobs that are open. And people are trying to put their name out there and give it some sort of gravity. Or, just the reverse, maybe to put doubt in some people's minds. Let's see who he picks for his cabinet positions. Let's see.
Yeah, let's see who he. Go ahead, yeah, let's see who he actually picks instead of speculating, throwing the dice. It's, you know. Let's see what he actually does.
Well, there was one thing that was floated. There was one thing that was floated out there, Dave, and that's Giuliani maybe being the attorney general. And I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking, you know what? Giuliani has been a loyal friend to Donald Trump. He's from New York. They know each other, have known each other for years. And would that really be a bad thing if an Italian by the name of Giuliani, he becomes Attorney General of the United States? I don't think that's so bad.
I don't either. And I just say we give it a chance because he won. And a lot of people were doubting that. I was doubting it, too, during the election. I was just watching the polls go up and down. I said, okay, this is rigged. they're making it look even, and then he won. There's still two and a half months left or whatever until he actually takes office. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to watch now, and I'm going to back Donald Trump because I've backed him to this point. And this guy is, look, Donald Trump, this guy is amazing in a certain way. What he has to actually go through to campaign was amazing.
That unto itself. See, by the way, I wanted to bring this up, and well, since you're here, Dave, Stephen Colbert, during election night, was doing a live show on Showtime. Now, this is the network that they, in that time slot, they did their NFL program. Okay, it was a 60-minute or 90-minute, depending on the week. And they would recap and run the highlights and make predictions and do it. Was a bunch of football, ex-football people, and be on a stage. Well, somebody had told me and said, you ain't going to believe this. So I went back and looked for it. There's Stephen Colbert, not knowing which way to go, asking their guys on stage, where's Hillary? Where's the electoral count now? And he was just he didn't know what to do. He was having a meltdown on air. And it was just absolutely amazing. He started talking about schools, and he was showing us pictures on his iPhone. And I'm looking at this, and I'm going, this is what happens when you supplant reality. Okay, you do away with the illusion, and here's the reality. They don't know what to do. They honest to God don't. And you know what? I'm going to be critical of Donald Trump, just as I have been of George Bush or George Herbert or Bill Clinton or Ronald Reagan or JFK or anybody else. I'm going to watch Donald Trump very closely because this does matter. There are things. I mean, we're already reaping the benefits. Mexico and Canada has already come out with statements saying, okay, well, we don't have any problem renegotiating a treaty. That's because they know that there's money on the table that they want. The TPP was just announced today. I was watching Fox News, and there comes the screen wipe. Well, it looks like the TPP has been put on hold for the time being. Yeah, I'd say forever. I think the problem that everybody's having, and especially to my friend in Missouri that called in, we know what Donald Trump said. We know the problems that we have in this country, and we know the root causes of them. What we're doing is looking for the next tripwire. We're looking for the next one to try to trip Donald Trump up, whether it be the Republicans, the neocon Republicans, or the asshat communist on the other side of the aisle. Doesn't matter. This is not going to be an easy presidency, but there's one thing that Donald Trump has in his favor. He's a man that makes up his mind, and once his mind's made up, he moves on it, and moves on it quickly. So we'll see. We'll have to watch, Dave, and I'll be watching very closely.
Yeah, and not only that, everyone's going to have to get involved now because we have no excuses.
That's right. Here's our opportunity. Thank you. Give this guy a Cupid doll. Get his mailing address and see if I can dig out an old Raggedy Ann or Andy doll. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate your call.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Yeah. All of that and then some. Andy in Texas. By the way, every time I see your name on my screen, you know what I think about?
Amos and Andy?
No. My aunt used to live in Castalia, Ohio, and had this wonderful sheepdog that just had this penchant for taking off and running down the road. And when the kids showed up at her house, we always wanted to play with the dog, but the dog was never there. So here we are outside of the road yelling over the cornfields, "Here, Andy, 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 Andy." That's what I'm sorry, that's what I think of every time I see your name.
Hey, and that's perfectly fine, but you know what? We will know Donald Trump by who he surrounds himself by. That will give us a telltale, you know, whether or not he's up and up and stuff. I'm not too sure about Giuliani being any part of this because he was an intricate part of 9/11. I mean, he really played into that. His office was blown up, and he was okay with that. He didn't seem too upset about that.
That's not the first time, Andy, that's not the first time I heard that.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's just all part of the game and stuff. So I really hope Donald Trump really surrounds himself with patriots, not people who are playing into the Patriot Act. But it just seems to me like, I mean, oh, as far as that NAFTA thing goes with Mexico, they actually said, yeah, we'll talk to you about NAFTA, but renegotiating it? Nope, we're not going to do that. And, by the way, we're not paying for the wall. So, I mean,
there's... we've put sanctions on Russia. We put sanctions on Iran. This it seems to me it'd be a little bit easier to do this because we're connected right there at the border. And let's sanction the hell out of Mexico. Who do you think is going to suffer out of this one? Who's going to suffer more, the United States or Mexico?
Well, I think this is what I thought Trump was going to do from the get-go. I thought he would, because we got so many American companies down there building American products that are in Mexico now, and just put them tariffs on there. Okay. You don't want to pay for the wall? Well, we're going to tariff your guys because we're the biggest product. We buy all those products from them. So if you don't want to pay for the wall, well, then we're just going to make it impossible for you to do business with us.
Andy, I got a better idea. Rather than this corrupt government for how many years? I mean, we think we got corruption here in this country. Mexico, man, they're stellar at it. And there have been people that have tried to help Mexico and say, look, you know, in order to attract business, you got to have an infrastructure. In order to attract business, you're going to have roads. In order to have people that are going to work for you, and build communities and build stability, you know, you're going to have workers that you pay them a decent wage, and you're going to have to start uplifting your people and their standard of living in your country. And it seems that Mexico has missed this opportunity every time it's been handed to them. Now, I have another suggestion for Mexico. Since drugs rule Mexico and the drug money, more importantly, if the government really needed to find funds someplace without going to a bank borrowing an interest, all they have to do is go hit up the cartels. All they have to do is go grab their stash of cash, use it for the infrastructure building of their own country. I mean,
now you're knocking down their government because the cartels run it.
You know what? It is what it is. So, you know, if there's going to be some kind of Mexican revolution down there and people finally figured out that, you know what, we've had enough of this. We've had enough. Maybe the United States just set an example for the Mexicans down there in viewing their own government and what they have to live with down there. You know, I mean, well, it's sad.
Well, and then let's just go ahead and skip to another point, because I'm sure some of these SSRIs that came out of the drugs that Mexico's been sending up here. But let's look at what just happened. I think Tuesday night, all of the Hillary Clinton supporters, they said, you know what, it's election night. We got this landslide. Hillary's going to kill it because the TV's been telling us he's going to kill it. Let's just skip eating our SRIs tonight, and let's just go out and have a good time. And then they forgot to take their pills, and so they also forgot to go to the voting booth. And then, meanwhile, they forgot where they left their pills, and so now they're out on the streets trying to blow people up, and they're saying, love Trump's hate.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Who's doing all the hating right now?
Yeah, and here's your standard of values. You're nothing but weak-kneed, mindless little socialist communist that can't think for yourselves. And were they happy? Got on stage and showed her humanity. That was even misread. She wasn't crying because she lost the election for the people. She was crying because she lost.
Her empire.
Her empire just crumbled right in front of her. And
exactly.
Go ahead.
I mean, these people are mindless. These people are mindless people. I mean, had any of them just taken a little time out to research who this woman was, they would change their mind, assuming they still have a half a brain left. But most of these people are on that Dell-out program that's been, you know, this welfare thing going on. Well, hey, you know, we've got 150 million people relying on the federal government right now for their income and stuff.
Yep.
So, and they're probably part of that 150 million. So, I mean, you can't get out there and take care of yourself.
And they would much rather overload the boat to the point that it sinks rather than try to keep it afloat. You're absolutely right. There's people in this country that cannot think for themselves. They have been captured by a political ideology that's been masked as values. Really? Well, maybe in China it might have some value. Maybe in some other communist country. Well, wait a minute. I got an idea. So many people want to leave the United States. I'm going to run a charter service down to Cuba. We can load them up all on those boats, send them down there, and when they get a real taste of what a communist government is, they can try to hop the fence over there at Guantanamo Bay and get shot. Whoops. That's hateful.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Out in the morning dew, honey.
Please walk. Now, this is Kevin Barrett. Where did this? Where did you excerpt this from? I'm sorry? Veterans Today. Okay. This is what this is what Mr. Barrett said. As for who sent Trump, we can safely assume that the mob Trump has always fronted for the Meyer Lansky Bronfman Netanyahu axis of evil, is, shall we say, involved. These are, as Gordon says, basically the same guys who did 9/11. Figured they'd be the ones that to do 11/9. I don't even know what the hell that means, 11/9. The day after the elections. Okay, well, cute little twist there that makes no sense whatsoever. Yeah, and old Gordy that runs Veterans Today. I mean, come on, man. Here's a guy that has come out and said 30% of my stories I post on my own site are disinformation. Wow. Wow, Gordy. Wow. Dale in North Carolina. Hello, Dale.
Good evening, John.
How you doing?
Hey, last time I tried to call in, my phone died. The battery died, and I couldn't recharge it. And I bet you were probably sitting there saying, "What the? He calls in, he hangs up. What the?" Anyway,
hey, well, you know, the good.
I really wanted to talk to you that night too.
The good thing about things dying before their time. That same thing that happened to Janet Reno the day before the elections.
Yeah, well, the sad thing is it took me 2 weeks to get a damn battery.
Oh, well, sorry about that.
Well, anyway, there's a few things I wanted to cover with you. And I mean, I know you got a lot, and you always give us time to talk and stuff, so I just want to go over a few things with you.
Okay.
When I heard Trump's acceptance speech, give me your opinion, okay? He was praising. He's like, "Oh, well, Hillary, she's worked hard and everything, and all the years of service, we should be grateful." Yet, while he was in the debates and stuff, he's like, "She's had 30 years of doing this stuff. She ain't done anything yet." Well, what's your opinion when he comes out and says something at his acceptance speech, saying how, you know, we owe her a debt of gratitude? I mean, what?
That is playing fair politics. That was his admission to Hillary Clinton that I accept you ain't going to win. And I think it plays into a couple of other issues as well. But I heard it. I did not miss that. I heard it as well. But I hope you you were paying attention what he was referring to when he was talking about the oligarchs, the Federal Reserve, the money junkies, the middlemen. The globalist, during that same acceptance speech, he made it pretty clear that this is over. It's done. So there were things in there that I went, okay, you know, I tacitly approve. And there were other things that made me raise my eyebrow. But I'm not going to, I'm going to be the last guy that's going to undersell Donald Trump. What he did getting to the point that he is at right now, getting ready to take the Oval Office, is itself a miracle. Let me see. We had the Cubs win the World Series. We had Donald Trump get elected as president, and the Lions are going to the Super Bowl this year. So, you know, miracles come in three, my friend.
Well, here's the other thing. Okay, I brought this up probably 6 months ago. I told you about a guy named Yuri Bezmenov. And you want to understand why these people are acting the way they are acting today? There's plenty of people. Do I hear music?
Yeah, it's been going for half a minute here. Hold on a second. I know you're not done. You're a slow talker, Dale. But we'll get to your balance of your questions or your comments after the top of the hour break. It's an open phone Friday. 800-313-9443.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer.
Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.